little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Why don't we get a couple of you to come out front? Yeah, let's do Lump and a Third. That's where we normally start. What we're doing is we've got to do a little bit of history. So we're going to start with that because it's very difficult, I think, to do an explanation if you don't have the patient's words and a bit of the background in order to help them, in order to help you make an explanation. Okay? So we're going to go from the beginning of the consultation and just, you know, with the details that I've given you. But what we're aiming to rehearse, I'm not, you know, is how you're going to give an explanation of what's going on here. And at any stage, you can put your hand up and say, time out, I want to try that again, I want to think differently, I need some help, what else do, okay? We're your support gang.
Hello, I'm Dr. Coy. Come in.
Hello.
I don't think I've met you before. What would you like to discuss today?
Fabulous.
This feeling, because there's love.
Right, okay.
And to be honest, I'm very anxious about it.
Right, okay. Okay, can you tell me a bit more about it?
Well, I've seen doctors before you, actually, and they didn't explain to me what it is. I'm still anxious.
Right, okay. What did they explain to you before?
Well, some of them said that it's nothing serious. Some of them are saying that it could be just fine or something.
Okay. But you're still worried. Can I ask what you're worried about?
Well, if it's like cancer or something.
Right, okay, so you might be worried that it might be a cancer or something in your throat?
Yes.
Right, okay. Can I ask what, I want to just check about the feelings. You think you feel like you've got a lump in your throat, is that right?
Yeah.
Does it feel painful in your throat?
No, not really. It's just like the sensation that there's something there.
Okay. Any problem with your swallowing?
No, it's all right.
Okay. I know you've seen the other doctors before, but I just want to check if you're losing weight or if you noticed problems eating or drinking.
Mm-hmm. Weight is all right, then. Okay.
And have you had any tests done or anything that has that been talked about before? Is that something?
No, we haven't done any tests.
Right.
That's what's bit me more anxious.
Okay.
How can you tell there's nothing there?
Okay. I just wonder if I could ask a bit about why you mentioned cancer in your throat. Is that something that you've...
Well, my grandfather has cancer.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry to hear that. Is that cancer in the throat?
Yes.
That he's had, right. And, okay, so has that made you worry about this?
Yeah, it's because I have this sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's pause for a sec, Joe. Well done. Great start. So how are you feeling? What you are thinking at the moment? And then we'll get some sort of thoughts from everyone else.
I was thinking I got the kind of... I wanted to kind of just... I don't think there's going to be any red flag symptoms because obviously that's the situation. So I was just kind of quickly skipping over those things, really, and just thinking about what you've been told so far and what he was thinking. Which is quite important about his family history and worries about that. I think it's quite hard to do quickly to move on, but I try and then move on to then thinking about, to get enough information to then start explaining that I think it is, that it's you know, functional. But then, I don't want to say that word. So I'm going to then talk about how worries in the...
Okay, so we'll come to that. Okay, so it's incredibly, it's fantastic you started, because there's such a lot that Joe is having to do. You can feel all of that stuff going on. I mean, so what tasks has she had to do in this first 2 minutes?
So she's had to build a rapport with the patient.
Yep.
And then also get as much of a history as possible, knowing that this patient's already seeing a couple of doctors and potentially feels a bit like he's saying the same thing again and again and not really getting anywhere.
Yeah. So, I mean, even from the point that he comes in, he's a relatively, I don't know whether I gave you the age, did I?
Yeah, 35.
Yeah, okay. I didn't give you that, I should have done on that. But so, relatively young, comes in with the sensation of a lump in the throat, and I think you did know that he'd been, yes, this is your third consultation 8 weeks with a different doctor. So, at the opening gambit, you are already thinking,
this
has a low probability of being a structural disease. Yeah? And you could, you know, obviously we're doing a session on that, so you know that it's going to be that, but you also would be thinking that if someone came in like this. At least you should be. But you've got to do a very important job, which is to make sure that it's unlikely to be anything else. One of the things that I read recently and haven't got into my repertoire, which I was noticing early on, is the difference between saying, tell me about the symptom, tell me about that, and tell me about how that feels. And that I thought was really interesting. So adding, tell me about how that symptom feels, gets you a much wider biopsychosocial descriptor sometimes than tell me about the, you know, tell me about the lump in the throat, tell me about how it feels. So that's just one thing that I'm trying to do a bit more is, if you put the word feel in there, you get more psychosocial stuff around it. I think the other thing, because you were already beginning to think about your strategy for explanation, what could help you? Can anyone think or comment or does themselves, things that might help you in the way you take the history that you can, that aid you in the explanation?
Summarization.
So tell me what you might do in that regard.
So, basically, just summarize back, sort of like the key point, and then basically just say that, so you came in to see me today about this numb sensation in your throat, and you're telling me that you've seen the previous doctor 3 times already, and I appreciate that you worried that it could be cancer because your grandfather got a throat cancer. And then basically you can just, if you forgot to ask a question, you can just slot in the question you forgot to ask.
Yeah.
And then or you can start just explaining why he's still got his lump sensation by explaining that from getting history and from what.
Okay, I'm going to leave you. We might get you to do the explanation bit, but I want to just stay with the history for a little bit longer. So summarizing is definitely helpful.
It's crucial to go into the right territory to be able to get the right language out. So what I really liked about that, the way that you asked, how does that symptom feel? It then gives you context. It then gives you the patient's language, the patient's thoughts, the patient's feelings to then give that explanation. So it's vital to explore what they think is going on, what they feel is linked with this, to be able to then use the right sort of language, be it about heating engineering, be it about plumbing, whatever works for them.
Yeah.
Is it
so? They're certainly getting more of their in a sense, psychosocial contextual language. The thing that I was driving at that I think can sometimes help is the question. So it would really help me to understand when this first started. Could you tell me about this symptom from when it first appeared? Because that often, sometimes, will give you, well, let me ask you that question, Zaid. Can you remember when it first appeared? You may have to make things up here.
It's only 1 month ago when my dad died.
Okay. So it first appeared about the time when your dad died. Wow. Okay, so a lot was going on then.
Yeah.
And do you remember what your thoughts were about it when it first started?
I didn't think much about it, but then...
You had a lot else on your mind.
Yes. But then when it continued, I thought like it could be something serious. And then remember that my grandfather had.
And did you have any other thoughts as well as that it could be something serious? Did you have any other explanations in your own mind at that time?
Yeah, that could be, yeah, actually, just fire or something just going to go away by itself.
You never thought at that time that it might have been related to the stresses you were under with your father's death? No. Okay. So you know that you're up against a slightly tougher problem because we're getting no connection, which is either I don't want you to make that connection or I'm completely insightless about my own feelings and their connection with how my body feels. But I sometimes find, particularly with symptoms where you think they've got a low probability of structural disease, the genesis of the symptom, the trajectory. And what you noticed, I hope, was that I was starting to ask a question, what did you think about it? So cognition. What did you then do about it? What did you notice was going on in your body? And how were you feeling at the time? Those are the four areas of the five-area cognitive behavioral model. What's the life situation? What am I thinking? How is my body behaving? What do I do? What are my emotions? And that can sometimes be helpful if you can get some, well, you know, actually, I thought initially it was about, you know, how upset I was, but because it's persisted, that's made me more worried about it. Then you've got an explanatory invite.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no